Ottawa. The sound of honking horns was incessant and intolerable when big rig trucks arrived in Ottawa as part of the Freedom Convoy protest. Local resident Sarah Gaman told an Ottawa courtroom Thursday. Gaman is the first civilian witness to testify in the criminal trial of protest organizers Tamara Litch and Chris Barber. She said she lived on one of the higher floors of a high-rise condo building in downtown Ottawa when the protest began last year, and trucks and other vehicles lined up in her neighborhood, as far as the eye could see. She told the court that even with the windows closed, she heard drumming, honking, engine revving and fireworks into the early hours of the morning. I wasn't able to sleep. I wasn't able to sit in my front room, she told the court. She was ordered to work from home, and said she wasn't able to get to a medical appointment because the cab company she called to pick her up refused to come. The buses were rerouted, so that wasn't going to be a possibility, she said. It's too far for me to walk. Gaman's testimony was punctuated by objections from the defense, as her evidence strayed from her observations during the convoy to the ways the protest affected her personally. It's okay, I have my running shoes on, Gaman joked on her third trip from the witness box to the hallway as the lawyers rose to argue about her testimony. The Crown intends to call 5 local residents as part of its case, as well as a representative of the National Arts Centre and an employee at OC Transpo, the local public transit operator. The Crown says it plans to ask the Ottawa witnesses about the turmoil they observed during the protest, in an effort to tie disruptions to Litch and Barber. One of the anticipated witnesses is Zexi Lee, the lead plaintiff in a proposed class action lawsuit against the organizers on behalf of people who live and work in downtown Ottawa. Gaman told the court she is also a plaintiff in the lawsuit. Under cross-examination, she said she was physically able to walk the streets if she wanted to, and was physically able to get to her office. Barber's lawyer Diane Magas asked whether Gaman saw people wearing Canadian flags who were jovial. Some were, and some weren't, she said. This report by the Canadian Press was first published October 12, 2023. Laura Osman, The Canadian Press.